This is Walt Ingvold's dad for So Well. Today we're discussing Himalayan salt and the distinction between Himalayan salt, sea salt, and table salt, which is really sodium chloride. It's important to understand this distinction because so many people I've talked to and worked with, either session work or in a class environment, have said that their doctors recommend they go on a low sodium diet. And people mistakenly correlate low sodium with low salt, and they're two entirely different things. Allow me to digress and explain how sodium chloride, table salt, got on the market, what it is, and how it occurs. Originally, sodium chloride was used in process manufacturing beginning in the 1800s, and it was produced by taking a mineral we call rock salt, or combined mineral, and superheating it to burn off the impurities, which is all the other mineral elements, to break the rock salt down to the point where it was 90% plus sodium chloride, because this was a valuable addition in process manufacturing in the petroleum industry. Well, they found that this tasted just almost exactly like sea salt. It's not sea salt, folks. It's sodium chloride. That's important to note, because even though our bodies, one of the top five minerals in our body is sodium, it's not organic. Sodium chloride, because of the high heat treatment, has what's called a covalent bond. And all that that means, a covalent bond means it can't be broken down. And it wants to literally steal electrons in the body. We're electrical beings, folks. Sodium chloride literally, in essence, steals our energy, literally drains our energy off. How does it do that? One of the ways it does that is for our body to protect itself from this toxic poison. Our body will literally surround one sodium chloride molecule with about 20 molecules of precious cell water. Not any form of water, precious cell water that has been energized to a high level of vibration and usability inside a cell. In other words, it's biologically, electrically activated water. Very different from tap water, or even very, very different from spring water. That's why when you go to a movie and you eat the popcorn, and you have lots of popcorn with lots of salt on, the salt that they serve in most of those theaters is table salt. And that's why you're so thirsty after eating that. That's why you may have a food hangover the next morning. By food hangover, I mean you might feel really fatigued the next morning because you're dehydrated and your body has spent a lot of energy trying to detox itself from the sodium chloride. So table salt is 90 plus percent sodium chloride with pouring agents, some binders, and some very small amounts of miscellaneous minerals. What about the iodine when it's added? It's largely not usable and it's a very small amount. So when doctors say get a low sodium diet, they're referring to get off the table salt. Now, sea salt is a entirely different substance. Sea salt typically has 80 plus minerals in it, and it's largely colloidal. Colloidal means relatively large particles. It means it's not fully dissolved in the water. Colloidal means it's not usable at a cell level. Our cells cannot absorb a colloid. Yes, some of the sea salt is usable. Yes, it has very high vibrational frequencies, which are good for our body. And as one of my illustrious teachers mentioned, sea salt is very important to feed the bacteria in your lower intestinal tract. And those are very important bacteria. They're aerobic, friendly, good, communal bacteria, communal with our body, communal with other bacteria colonies that are beneficial, not the bacteria that make us sick. So sea salt is very good for our digestive tract. However, the only sea salt that is ionic, that is electrolytical, that is nanoparticle sized, where the vast majority of the structure of the salt is nano, ionic, and electrical, electrolyte, is Himalayan salt with 84 minerals. Himalayan salt is the only salt on the planet that has a near perfect crystalline structure. And when it's released into the water, it does a dance with the water. And as Peter Farrar, the biological physicist from Switzerland, and Dr. Barbara Hendel say, when it does the dance with the water, it's no longer molecular. The structure changes. It's liquid electrical. You're literally drinking water full of electrons. This is extremely energizing to our bodies because, folks, we're electrical beings. Our brain is a network of electrical circuits. Our heart is extremely fine-tuned electrical system. The two most important electrical systems in the body, the three most important are heart, brain, and digestive system. So when we talk about, as we did in an earlier blog, we discussed the deficiency of minerals in the soil, that the soil is less than 90%, has less than 90% of the minerals to what it would have had 120 years ago. To the fact that in 1936, the earth scientists pointed out that 99% of the American population was starving for minerals, 99%. And you look today and you see heart disease, diabetes, and cancer off the scale, and a major reason for that is a deficiency in minerals. Himalayan is a big part of the solution, folks. 84 minerals. Now get this, it's no accident that the percentage of minerals in Himalayan closely mirrors the percentage of minerals in our blood. So what happens in our body is our body will beg, borrow, and steal minerals from all the organ systems to keep the mineral supply at the proper level in the blood, or as close to the proper level as possible. That's why a lot of tests for magnesium and iodine and such in the blood are relatively meaningless. Not all of them, but many of them, because the body will fortify the blood at the expense of all the other organs. When you drink a glass of Himalayan water on an empty stomach, and by Himalayan water, we're talking a serving size of 1 teaspoon. I'll go into that in a minute, the serving size, etc. When you drink that, you're literally drinking liquid energy. You're energizing your body with electrolytes. Let's have some fun and look at the word electrolyte. Electro is electrons, lights are lights. Electrolytes are electrons that turn the cellular lights on. When you turn on the lights of the cells and you crank up the energy in the cells through the minerals, which is light, remember the quote by Dr. Gabriel Cousins, if you heard an earlier program? Dr. Cousins said, minerals are frequencies of light manifest into form. So when you drink a glass of Himalayan at the electrolyte level, you are literally drinking liquid light. Liquid light. And that light is able to renew potentially every system in the body. All you need to do is be consistent in your drinking of the Himalayan water, and you're going to energize your body, your brain function, your mental clarity, and it's going to help to restore and renew organ functions throughout your body. Your body will self-heal, okay? The body will self-heal using the energy and the minerals as resources from the Himalayan. So that's why Himalayan is so important, is it's more than 90% usable at a cell level, as contrasted with sea salt. So I would never say stop using sea salt, because you want that for your lower gastrointestinal tract. You want it to help feed the bacteria the friendly bacteria in your body. It's nourishment for them. So please continue to use some sea salt in your food. Use liberal amounts of Himalayan salt with your food and drink one or two glasses, 12 to 16 ounces of water per day with a teaspoon of the Himalayan Soleil. They would correlate to just under a third of a teaspoon of the crystals itself. So it'd be between a quarter and a third of a teaspoon, almost exactly midway, between a quarter and a third, a teaspoon of the salt crystals in a glass, 16-ounce glass of water, and drink one on an empty stomach. I recommend that as your morning hydration drink. And in the afternoon or evening, if you feel like you need a pick-me-up drink, then have another one. I drink it throughout the day. I drink a lot more than that. However, I've been drinking Himalayan for, I got to think how long it's been. At least 10 years, if not 12. Somewhere between 10 and 12 years. So my body is very, very, quote-unquote, detoxed. That's why if you haven't proactively detoxed your body, you probably don't want to start with a quart a day or a half gallon a day. I drink at least a half a gallon a day myself. And whatever you don't use in your body, you will literally pee out. It's electrolyte. There's no contraindications. You can't overdose in any way, shape, or form on Himalayan. It's totally safe. You may have some detox reactions. And in the book, they say that the original dose is a glass a day with one teaspoon. So that's the scoop on the Himalayan. What I recommend you do is look at the number below and call Soleil Wellness. Tell them Walt said to call. Ask them for a starter jar. For me, I would recommend that as the easiest way to start, because all you have to do is add water to the jar of the Himalayan crystalline rocks. Add water, let it sit overnight. The water is ready for drinking in the morning. It just takes 8 to 12 hours for the salt in the water to do its dance and for the salt to go into solution. And it's at about a 28% saline solution. Put a teaspoon of that in your 16-ounce glass of water and drink it down. And please note this. Don't ever use a metal spoon. And I'm a person, I don't like to say don'ts. The reason why you don't want to use metal is the metal will literally grab the electrons out of solutions. And you want the electrons in your body to fortify you. So you're actually losing energy and vitality by using a metal spoon. I use a ceramic spoon and also a wooden spoon. That's what I recommend. You can use hard plastic, but I would definitely recommend the investment in either a ceramic or a wooden spoon, as contrasted with plastic. And please, if you take 16 ounces or more of the Himalayan water to work, put it in a glass jar, glass container. If you put it in metal, again, the metal container will steal the electrons. And Himalayan, one of the benefits of it is it's perhaps the best solvent on the planet of organic substances and also inorganic substances. So it detoxes the body. It helps the body rid itself of pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, heavy metals, etc. So that's the reason you don't want to use plastic. It could begin to dissolve the plastic. And I know they say some of these really hard plastics won't dissolve. Personally, I wouldn't trust that. So there you have it, folks. Get started today. Go to the SoWell website or look at the number below and get yourself a starter jar. They also have wonderful prices on coarse salt and salt grinders. There's also fine powdered salt to sprinkle on your salads and your foods. It's really a wonderful way to go. I also like adding the Himalayan to my herbal teas. So there you have it, folks. I'm Walt Ingvoldstad, wellness coach here at So Well. Have a beautiful day.